In the day's other news, a passenger jet in Pakistan crashed into a crowded residential district in Karachi today. Most of the 98 people on board were feared dead. At least two passengers survived. Smoke billowed up as ambulances raced through the busy neighborhood. Emergency workers combed through the wreckage, looking for signs of life beneath caved-in roofs.
I saw from the rooftop of my house lots of smoke in the sky. So I ran toward the scene and saw the wreckage of the plane's cockpit and the body of a pilot inside. We came to know that the plane was unable to land and crashed here.
It is unclear how many people on the ground were killed or injured. In China, deliberations began today over a bill to limit opposition activity in Hong Kong. The proposal was formally submitted at the annual National People's Congress in Beijing. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, Chief Executive Carrie Lam backed the effort.
Hong Kong's government supports the National People's Congress deliberation of the decision to establish and improve the legal system and enforce mechanisms at the national level for the Hong Kong government to safeguard national security.
Pro-democracy activists say that the bill amounts to a crackdown on freedoms in the semi-autonomous city. China's move comes after months of anti-Beijing protests in Hong Kong last year. We'll discuss all this after the news summary. The sons of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi said that they have forgiven their father's killers, a move that spares the five convicted Saudi agents from execution. One son explained that forgiveness was extended in line with the Islamic tradition of offering pardons during the holy month of Ramadan. But in a tweet, Khashoggi's fiancée, Hatice Cengiz, said, quote, "No one has the right to pardon his killers, and I will not stop until we get justice for Jamal." Back in this country, the FBI's director ordered an internal review of its investigation into President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. It will examine whether any FBI employees engaged in misconduct. Earlier this month, the Justice Department dismissed the criminal case against Flynn for lying to the FBI. The district attorney prosecuting the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia spoke for the first time about the case today. Joyette Holmes is the fourth prosecutor assigned to lead the case. The white father and son, believed to have killed Arbery back in February, were arrested earlier this month.
We are going to make sure that we find justice in this case. We know that we have a broken family and a broken community down in Brunswick. Now, I do ask, I know that there are a lot of people who have questions about next steps, about the facts, about where we go from here. But we ask that you allow us to try those things in the courtroom for the sanctity of this case.
The man who recorded video of the incident was arrested yesterday. William Roddy Bryan Jr. appeared in court today by video conference to face charges, including felony murder. His lawyer insisted that Bryan was nothing more than a witness. The FBI today identified the gunman who opened fire at a Texas naval air base in Corpus Christi and wounded a sailor. The gunman, 20-year-old Adam Salim al-Sahali, was killed during yesterday's attack. The FBI is investigating the incident as terrorism-related, but offered no specifics. The University of California will not require SAT or ACT admissions exams through 2024, and it will eliminate them altogether for California residents after that. The governing board for the block of 10 schools voted unanimously to do so yesterday. Critics argue that the exams put low-income and minority students at a disadvantage. And stocks were mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 9 points to close at 24,465. The Nasdaq rose more than 39 points, and the S&P 500 added 7. Still to come on the NewsHour, we explore the science behind antibody tests for COVID-19 and their limitations. China's government looks to exert greater control on semi-autonomous Hong Kong. Mark Shields and David Brooks break down the latest politics of the pandemic, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.